You're listening to SBS News.
There are only a few days left for US troops, Afghans in danger, and others to flee Afghanistan before the evacuation deadline next week. At a virtual G7 leaders meeting, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, Japan, and the United States agreed to a plan to deal with the Taliban. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the militants must allow for departures even after the August 31st cutoff.
The number one condition we're setting as G7 is that they've got to guarantee right the way through August the 31st and beyond a safe passage for those who want to come out. Now,
President Joe Biden has vowed to ensure Afghanistan is not used as a future base for terrorism. He says leaders will judge the Islamist group on its behaviour.
I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable, should that become necessary. I'm determined to ensure that we complete our mission, this mission. I'm also mindful of the increasing risks that I've been briefed on, and the need to factor those risks in. They're real and significant challenges that we also have to take into consideration.
The Taliban insists the deadline of August 31st remains in place. The group spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, is urging Afghans to stay put and help to rebuild the country. And he says a road to the airport is unavailable for Afghans, but foreign nationals can use it.
Again, unfortunately, the United States continues its past policy of inviting Afghans to board planes and evacuating them from the country for an unknown purpose. This is worrying, and in this regard, we urge the Americans to change their policy and not encourage Afghans to leave their country. Our elite people, like the engineers and doctors who studied here, and the country needs these talents. They should not be transferred to other countries.
The European Union wants Afghan authorities to allow free and equal access to the airport for everyone. EU Council President Charles Michel insists the end of the military operation does not mean the global push to uphold human rights is over.
We must be more determined than ever. This must be clear to actors who are trying to take advantage of the current situation. The EU will continue to firmly protect and promote its interests and values.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says there is a moral duty to help the Afghan people.
The situation is indeed a tragedy for the Afghan people, and it is a major setback for the international community.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says a unified G7 response is crucial, and millions of euros are being spent on humanitarian support. She outlines Germany's stance on helping to settle displaced people.
At the moment, this is not an acute subject, but I announced Germany's willingness to assist neighbouring countries like Iran and Pakistan in terms of looking after the refugees.
President Biden agrees there is an obligation to help refugees fleeing Afghanistan. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet says pressure is on the Taliban to honour its commitments. She is worried about reports of violations and alleged human rights abuses happening under the Taliban's rule.
In seizing effective control of much of the country, they must ensure in those areas ongoing respect for the international human rights commitment made by the state, as well as ensuring ongoing and indeed heightened provision of essential public services without discrimination to all.
Elsewhere, Russia says it will not deploy its armed forces, and Italy's foreign minister is reminding allies not to blame the US for the chaos in Afghanistan. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.